The people of Marksville threw a celebration to mark the visit of five descendants of 12 years a slave author Solomon Northup. Northup descendant Evelyn Jackson was thrilled by the warm reception.
If Solomon could look down and see now, there is no hatred. I got so many people hugging me. You see that, hugging me and congratulating me. I'm at awe.
Some Northup descendants are of mixed racial heritage.
I didn't even know I had white cousins. I have white cousins. So I was learning more, and we're all come together as one.
Jackson and other descendants came here for the launch of an app for smartphones that helps visitors find various sites on Louisiana's Solomon Northup Trail, like this old graveyard where some of the slave masters are buried.
This is my cousin Rebecca.
Hi. Hi. Nice to meet you,
Rebecca. Nice to meet you.
Rodney White is a descendant of a large local family that once owned slaves. He shared some of his family research with Jackson and other Northup descendants. One man identified with the evil of slavery was Edwin Epps, who once owned this land.
These fields in central Louisiana on the former Epps plantation were the scene of terrible cruelty, according to Solomon Northup's account.
For Leon Holmes, who visited this restored house that Northup helped build for Epps, the legacy of racial distrust is almost too great to overcome.
Nah, race will be here forever. The race issues, I feel as if it's almost something you're not going to get rid of.
In Louisiana, the legacy of slavery and subsequent discrimination includes high rates of poverty among blacks and communities divided by race. But some people, including descendants of slave owners, are trying to bridge the barriers.
Henry, come on up.
At the courthouse in Marksville, where a judge freed Solomon Northup in 1853, local dignitaries reenacted the event. Northup Trail app producer Frank Eakin, whose mother, the late scholar and civil rights activist Sue Eakin, helped authenticate the book 12 Years a Slave, wished she could have seen this mixed-race celebration.
Mom lived here in this parish. I lived here. And this, you know, this, honestly, I never saw anything like this. I wasn't sure this was possible until coming here today.
Frank Eakin says his mother knew it wouldn't be easy to heal the wounds left by history, but he believes, as she did, in making the effort. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Marksville, Louisiana.